Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm Retunia Carr from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployed Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak with the person who requests this call back?
Yeah, this is Matt Vineyard. Where are you out of?
Okay, this is the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployed Division. Yeah, how may I assist you today?
Yeah, this is Matt Vineyard. I tried to sign up online and that did not work.
Oh, I'm sorry. No problem. So let me assist you, okay? May I have please your social security number?
What was that?
May I have your social security number, please?
Yeah, it's 423-769917.
Thank you. May I have your full name, please?
Matthew Wayne Vineyard,
May I have your birthday, please?
7968, 1968.
May I have your mother maiden name?
Crocker. I
Okay,
don't
so
think I put Vineyard down. I think I put Crocker. Is that correct?
yeah, looks something different. And what is the other one that you say?
Vineyard. It would either be Vineyard or Crocker.
Yeah, it's Binger, the first one.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay. So now let me read for you, Mr. Matthew. So you are certified. I'm sorry. I understand that knowledge making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud. I
Right.
understand that fraud
Yeah.
is a federal offense and I can be up to 5 years in prison and could affect my ability to receive future benefits. Okay,
Right.
miss, let me ask you another question, Mr. Do you file unemployment benefit in another state in the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you been in the army in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you regular filed for unemployment compensation or do you file for TAA?
What's DAA?
TAA is when you apply many times for unemployment compensation, you're able to apply for TAA. So it's kind of the same.
I'm not aware what that is.
Have you been, okay, do you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, I'm not familiar with any of that.
Have you been working with different name in the past 2 years?
No, same name.
Have you been working with different social security in the past 2 years?
No.
May I have your phone number, please?
Yeah, it's 205-702-5028.
All right, thank you. May I have your driver license number, please?
Yeah, it's 5234282.
Driver license is from Alabama.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. May I have please you? Race, are you white, African American?
White.
What is the highest grade that you complete in school?
Maybe 1 to 2 years of college.
Have you been in the United States Air Force for more than 180 days?
I've never been in the Air Force.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay, could you please provide me your home address?
Yeah, it's 1944 Lane Drive in Leeds, Alabama, 35094.
All right, thank you. May I have please your occupation from your last employer?
My occupation is a journeyman electrician.
Electrician. Okay. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yeah, I seek work out of Local 136. I'd be International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 136 in Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay, 136. Just one moment because I had to go. So you are part of union.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you attending a school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yeah.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Did what?
The company that you was, okay, I'm sorry. No, but my bad because you are part of union.
All right.
Let me, yeah. Okay, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Oh, I guess 50. You just say 50 now.
And what is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
Whatever my scale is, $30 an hour.
Do you own a business?
No, I don't own my own business.
Do you work for yourself?
No, I do not.
Are you corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working in a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied or are you receiving compensation due to a related injury?
No.
Have you applied or are you receiving a pension from an employer? You have worked in the last 18 months?
What, have I applied for a pension for, what do you mean, like a monthly check? No, I'm not getting a monthly check from anybody.
A pension, okay. Okay, so now, have you been working another state between April 2023 to March 2024?
No, April 2023. No, I've been in Alabama.
Okay. Do you choose to have 10% off of your weekly benefit check for federal income tax?
No.
If you approve for benefit, you have the options to receive your payment, direct deposit into your checking or saving account, or you can choose the prepaid benefit card. Which one you prefer?
Okay. Yeah, that would be the saving, the checking account.
You say checking account?
Yeah.
May I have your routing number, please?
Yeah, 06200019.
May I have your bank account number, please?
02729-24454.
All right, thank you. Let me update this information. And now, I will asking you about your last employer name. May I have it?
My last employer name is Atlas Industrial Contractors.
Okay, it is this. Which one is the employer name?
Atlas Industrial Contractors. Atlas.
It is the same day, United States Pine.
I worked with them, but I just got laid off from Atlas.
Astro Electric.
I worked with Astro before U.S. Pipe, but I just got laid off Friday from Atlas.
From different? I don't see that. Day seminar. I don't see that employer name.
Well, they just laid me off Friday. I mean.
It's not right here in the system. Day seminar in casual electricity. Could you please provide me again their name? Because it's not right here in the system.
Yeah. A-T-L-A-S. Atlas.
Yeah. And after Atlas, what is after that?
Oh, Industrial Contractors.
Industrial.
I've got address and
contract.
Yeah.
And what city is located this company, sir?
They're like located in Lincoln.
This is where you was working in Lincoln.
Yeah, at the Honda plant here east of Birmingham, Honda.
Okay, could you please provide me, could you please check your paycheck, Steph, and provide me who is paid you?
Who paid me? Mm-hmm. What on my pay stub? Atlas Industrial Contractors. It's showing in Sinclair Road, Columbus, Ohio. Address on my pay stub, but on my layoff slip, they're at 1000 Alabama Highway 77 in Lincoln.
Correct. But are you sure this is what you show? Because sometimes you're working for some company, but they under different name. This is why we have to verify who is paying you.
Yeah, I've only worked for them for 6 days for a shutdown. So I just got laid off Friday.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. We need to verify who is under. They. You work for 6 days. They paid you those 6 days.
Yeah.
And could you please verify in your paycheck, Steph, who is paying you? What is the
okay.
name that he showed you?
Okay, Atlas is like across the country. I don't know where, what states they work in, but they're based out of Ohio. But here they have an office in Lincoln. So which one do you want? I got phone numbers and addresses for both.
Okay, I just need, okay, again, I think so you don't understand. So I need you please check your paycheck stuff so that way we can verify who is paid you. You say they paid you for those days.
Atlas Industrial Contractors is who paid me.
Okay, are you sure?
I'm sitting here with it in front of me. Yeah, ATLAS Industrial Contractors. On my pay stub, they put in a Columbus, Ohio address. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, the time was billed to SAGA, but S-A-G-A, but that was the general contractor.
And you say you was working in Lincoln.
Yeah, it's a Honda manufacturing plant where they build Hondas.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so could you please provide me the beginning date that you was working?
June 29th.
29th, 2024, until?
Until July 5th.
July 2024.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to put you in a recall call if I need more information about this employer. So I will be back with you, okay?
Okay, yeah, I've got addresses for Ohio and for Lincoln and phone numbers, so
yes, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
1 second. Excuse me, sir. Could you please provide me the address from Ohio?
Yeah, the address from Ohio would be 5275 Sinclair Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43229.
All
and
right.
They got a phone number by it.
All right, thank you. May I have your telephone number, please?
Yeah, it's 614-841-4500.
May I have the, okay, you already provided me the beginning day. May I have the city where it's located in Ohio?
It looks like St. Clair Road, Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus.
43229 is the zip code.
Okay. And also, could you please provide me again the beginning day?
The Atlas Industrial Contractors at 5275 Sinclair Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43229.
Yeah, may I have please the beginning day one more time?
Oh, the beginning of employment?
Yes, sir.
No, start date was June 29th.
And your last day that you physically, June 29th?
Yeah.
This is 24. The last day.
That was the first. Yeah, I started June 29th on a Saturday. And then we were laid off Friday, July 5th.
Okay. So, and when you say laid off, it's because it's no more available right now?
Yeah, it was a reduction in force.
Okay.
Eligible for rehire. Yes.
After your last day at work, have you received vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay, so now let me read for you, Mr. You are certified that your answers are true and approved with the law provide penalty for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. I certify to put in my full name here that all my answers are true. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I will asking you questions. This is going to be randomly questions about you.
Uh-huh.
Is which of the following car have you ever owned? 2001 Oldsmobile Alero. 2004 Ford Crown Victoria. 2005 BMW 3 Series. 2008 Honda Ridgeline.
Probably maybe the 2004 Crown Vic, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Which of the following addresses in Center Point have you ever lived? 1617 Third Place Northwest, 1812 First Street Northeast, 2244 Fourth Place Circle Northeast, 509 23rd Avenue Northwest.
509 23rd Avenue Northwest. That sounds like the one.
Okay, according to your driving license, how tall are you? 5 feet 4 inch. 5 feet 10 inch. 6 feet 1 inch. 6'4".
I'm 5'10".
All right, thank you. So now let me ask you, I am filed an internet claim for unemployment in the state of Alabama.
Uh-huh.
This is what are we doing? I certify under penalty that I am the person who name and information was provided and this claim are true to the best of my knowledge.
Yeah.
I understand that it's my responsibility to read myself with the context on the claiming handbook, benefit rights and responsibilities.
Uh-huh.
Let me read for you the closing statement. The following instruction and telephone number are very important. Normally take it 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also raised the forward with the Alabama Care Center system. Your Care Center application will remain active for 90 days. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Care Center or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and one day you like resume. For you to do so may result in interruption in your benefit. So, the process, you just complete the file. Your unemployment claim doesn't know automatic start payments to you. You must complete certification once a week. So you can do it through the website and you claim it for a click weekly certification, or you can do it through the telephone number. The phone number that you need to call every week, it is 800-752-7389. Your first weekly is starting this coming Sunday, every Sunday, and you have to make sure that it's before 5 p.m. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview to discuss our finance.
Okay, hold on. What was that number again?
800-752-7389.
And when do I call in?
Every Sunday, this coming Sunday.
Okay, Sunday before 5?
Correct. Since you are union attachment, you are required to seek work outside your union. You should be continuing with raised for work with the union hiring house and remain a member in good standing. Any change in your union status, you must report it to the inquiry department line at 800-361-4524. Okay. Do you have any question for me about this closing statement?
No, what was that last number you gave me, though? I didn't get that.
This is for any change in your status about your union. So you will be required to research work inside the union. So if you have any change in your status, it will be the, you have to report it. And the telephone number is 800-361-4524.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got that.
Okay,
right.
let me provide you the confirmation number for this claim, if you are ready.
Okay, go right ahead.
4900-32-3205.
32605. So 4900-32605.
Yeah, your PIN number is 1855.
Okay.
All right. If you don't have any questions, thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. You have a wonderful afternoon.
Okay, I do have one question. When I so I can actually check things on the website, I just use this PIN number and the confirmation number on the website.
Yeah, what do you need to, yeah, if you would like to check in, what you need is your PIN number. You don't need the confirmation number if you would like to check in your status about your claim.
Oh, I just need the PIN number?
Yeah, it depends what are you doing. If you're trying to do certification, you need your PIN number. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. You have a wonderful afternoon.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.